Mitch Seavey is the Kuskokwim 300 champion. Seavey crossed the finish line in Bethel with seven dogs at 2:30 this morning. He was just 8 minutes ahead of Martin Boozer. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
Seavey is from Sterling, Alaska. The victory is the second in a row for him, and he has now won the K300 sled dog race 3 out of the last 4 years. Despite Seavey's recent habit of winning the race, he said he was not expecting to do it once he was on the trail.
Sometime this morning, I was sure I was not going to win this race and probably never come back to it. And so I'm pretty pleased. It's some sort of surprise.
Martin Boozer had a one-minute lead over Seavey at the Guitluk checkpoint, about 17 miles from the finish. Despite a three-dog deficit, Seavey's team was able to pass with about 10 miles left. The start of the K300 was delayed for 2 days because warm weather made river conditions unsafe. The warm-up also made slick runways, which delayed drop-offs of race officials and dog provisions. Officials responded by cutting over 40 miles off the course. Seavey said that was also a concern for him.
This team never goes really fast and it never goes really slow. And so somewhere in between, it works better for me if the trail's longer. And like I said, I just about used all the runway here to pass the last team, so I would have liked it a little bit longer, but it worked out for us.
Seavey is only the second racer in the K300's 30-year history to win more than twice. Boozer was also competing with a chance to earn a third victory, but he said Seavey's team had the fastest pace down the stretch.
I found out I got a lot of good leaders, but I don't have that team or leader discipline that it takes to beat Mitch Seavey at the last kick. You know, my dogs, they listen real well, but then when I need to have them go in overdrive, they kind of tell me that they're long-distance dogs and not sprint dogs.
The winningest K300 racer of all time, Jeff King of Denali, placed third. He was an hour and a half behind Seavey. He said he was pleased with the race, but he lavished most of his praise on the crop of young local racers competing this year.
Seeing Mike Williams Jr. in Tulik Sack with a really gorgeous-looking team, very fun. Pete Kaiser out there with a really, really nice team. Clearly there's a generational change going on, and I'm going out while they're coming in.
King crossed the finish line with 10 dogs, which he said are all headed to the Iditarod in March.
Any dog that finishes the Cusco team finishes in the Cusco team in a competitive race such as this has got a ticket to the Iditarod. There's just no question about it. They don't make dogs any tougher than dogs that can finish the Cusco.
By the time the race began on Sunday, cold conditions turned melted snow into ice. Racers said the 50-mile stretch between Bethel and Tulik Sack was the most grueling. Ken Anderson of Fox, Alaska, came in fourth and said the trail had forged a stronger team.
This is a real challenge for my leaders. I'm from woods country, and I don't do any of this open country G-ing and hawing, and it was real frustrating for them, for me. And it took a long time. We wasted a lot of time doing circles out on the ice, you know, early on. And finally, you know, this last 100 miles or so, they were keying in and listening pretty good.
Just 16 racers competed in this year's Kuskokwim 300, a record low for the event. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.